worse was it when you found out that Chicago and Green Bay had both lost?
That made it even tougher to swallow for sure. You know, we talked about that scenario last week where, you know, you need a couple things to happen and happen, and we weren't able to come out with the win. So it definitely made it a little bit tougher to swallow. Still doesn't, you know, I mean, a loss is a loss, and that's the only thing we can concern ourselves with. But, yeah.
Just a couple of housekeeping matters from the game. Doran Dickerson said he had suffered a concussion that he didn't tell trainers about until later. What happened on that play? And
yeah, you know, our trainers did say after the game that he had reported that he had been hit. We're trying to find a play on film that it looks like there's, you know, there's so many things. And it's hard to read too many things into those because some hits that don't look like they're much could be and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's one that you know, you got to have your players have to report those. You know, I mean, the trainers aren't able to see everything. And, you know, but we'll keep him evaluated. He was in for treatments today. We'll get him evaluated and see where he is and how much he's able to do. I don't know if that's unusual. You know, we've had that situation before where guys have been hit or dinged or whatever. And, you know, and then later on have exhibited signs of concussion. But there was nothing as far as assignment or anything like that that would have led us to think that he was concussed.
Not conscious. Maybe he was out on his feet. Then he wasn't. There was no play where he was on the ground and he lost.
I haven't seen one like that. Now Bill Bentley was knocked unconscious. You know, so obviously he was non-returning. And he was actually much improved after the game in the locker room. His symptoms were fairly diminished, but. You know, once you're unconscious, and they know you're unconscious, you're not eligible to come back in the game.
Have you given some thought to shutting down Calvin Johnson this week?
You know, we'll see where he gets to this week. We'll make a decision when we get to Sunday. But, you know, I think every one of our players, and goes for all 53 guys on the team, they're competitive and want to go out and play. You only get 16 games a year. He's no different. And I think that the injuries that he's working with aren't things that, you know, that they can be made worse, I guess you'd say, by going out in the game. I mean, his mobility and his speed were limited in this game. It made it very difficult for him to get away from coverage and things like that. But we'll see where he gets to this week. If he's available, he's a competitor, I'm sure he'll want to be out there. And if there's no medical reason to keep him out, then we'll have him out there.
How did you assess Chris Greenwood's play? I know it's hard to look at positives in a loss like this.
Yeah, you know, those guys really got pressed into service. You know, it was a difficult situation. You know, obviously you have, you know, Slay was an emergency active. We had Darius active, but the plan was he was only going to play if we had, you know, three injuries or two injuries there. We came close. I told him after Bentley got hurt to make sure he was warm and ready to go. And, I mean, he had been cleared for the game. He didn't practice for 2 weeks. So it wasn't an ideal situation for him. But, you know, with Rasheen dropping with the flu last week and, you know, Houston battling his toe, those guys got pressed into service. And, you know, we had some trouble getting them stopped early in the game. They converted a lot of third downs. We were good on first and second down, but they were making plays on third down. We were able to get that stopped and started playing some good football in the second half, getting drive stopped, having three and outs, doing those kind of things. You can't do that without corners that are doing a good job covering, and I think that Jonte and Chris you know, did a pretty good job in that game. I don't think there's anything for them to, you know, to – I don't think it was any negatives. There's some things that they can do a little bit better. I mean, Jonte missed a tackle on one with a guy who had him pinned inside, and he was able to return back out. But they tried him. They were throwing deep balls on him. Those guys competed. And, you know, they gave us a chance through that whole second half and even in the overtime. You know, same thing with Don Carey. You know, we changed – after that first series, we changed our coverage scheme because of some of the matchups, and after Bill Bentley got hurt, we changed some of our scheme also, and those guys did a good job. Eventually, they found a couple holes in it, and they made a couple plays late.
Jim, on the fourth down conversion in overtime, did you think about calling a timeout to buy time to possibly get a review?
You know, yeah, but the NFL has to, the officials have to get that one. And from our guys upstairs and everything else, they said it looked like clean catch to them. And at that point, to take a timeout, you know, we might need those timeouts at some other time. You know, and I'm usually what happens is when you get inside of 2 minutes and you get into overtime, we haven't had very many overtimes. The officials upstairs have a pretty quick trigger finger. If they see anything that's going to be in there, and looking at it on film, it looked like a catch. So I don't know it would have made any difference right there, but it was a consideration. I did ask the guys upstairs, hey, what's it look like? And they said they saw it and they thought it was good. Did you see something different?
I just looked low, and one of the things the Giants said was they were hurrying to get the next play because they weren't.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure, yeah. But I don't think, I mean, the officials have gotten really good at that. Those guys buzz down, and that's such an instantaneous thing that that hasn't happened very much, you know, in the NFL. The officials have that operation down pretty good, that if they see something, they'll get that thing buzzed pretty quickly.
When your team was 6-3, I guess we were all kind of saying, you know, how do you characterize this team and where they are and how you describe them? And you said kind of wait until we've seen the full body of work. I mean, we're one game away from it, and now you're out of the playoff picture. How would you characterize this team's full body of work at this point after having so much in front of them and failing to get to what they wanted?
I wouldn't. I mean, we didn't make the playoffs, and I think that's obviously anybody's goal when they go in. So, you know, we didn't achieve that goal. But I don't know if I'd be as strong as to call it a failure. You know, I mean, that was the word you used. I don't know if I'd be as strong to call it that. But, you know, I think I said it would maybe halfway point. Maybe it was even after four games, I think. I can't remember. I said that the tail of this team will be in the second half of the season. And we haven't done a good enough job. I mean, it's been the quintessential close but no cigar. We've battled every single game. But we've come up a play short consistently, and from a lot of different things, whether it was a special teams play or an offensive play or a defensive play, we haven't been able to hit all. Well, we did. I mean, we had a couple games where we hit on all our cylinders, but the other games we've come up short, and as a result, we're not a playoff team.